And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 20th of May, 2016. W.H. Auden became a U.S. citizen on this day in 1946. He'd moved to the United States in 1939, met his lover, Chester Coleman, in this country, shared a house in New York with Carson McCullers, Benjamin Britten, and others between 1940 and 41. When the war broke out, he volunteered to go back to England and serve in the Army, but he was told that he was too old at the age of 32. It was on this date in 1609 the publisher Thomas Thorpe made an entry in the Stationer's Register in London that entered a book called Shakespeare's Sonnets, and soon after, Shakespeare's Sonnets were published. There were no copyright laws at the time. These may have been published without Shakespeare's consent. The manuscript, full of errors, it appears to be incomplete, may have been an early draft. Thomas Thorpe himself had an unsavory reputation. He was known to have stolen manuscripts, but regardless, it came to print, and it's likely that, had it not, only two of Shakespeare's sonnets would survive today. It's the birthday of Balzac, Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, in 1799, a writer who kept revising his novels even after they had been set in type, so they had to be reset at great expense. He was deeply in debt much of the time, wrote for 14 to 16 hours a day, drinking cup after cup of strong black coffee. In 1 3-year period, Balzac produced more than 20 works, produced a vast series, more than 90 novels, that he called the Comédie Humaine, the human comedy. Balzac called himself the secretary of French society. Oscar Wilde once said, "The 19th century as we know it is largely an invention of Balzac." And it was on this day, 1883, the Krakatoa volcano began erupting. A German ship was sailing past, saw a column of smoke and ash rising 7 miles into the sky. The volcano was rumbling, spewing out lava. And then in late August, a series of explosions blew the whole mountain and island apart. The explosion heard in Sri Lanka, 4,500 miles away. The tsunami rose to 130 feet, killed 36,000 people. Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace entitled Blessings. Occur. Some days I find myself putting my foot in the same stream twice, leading a horse to water and making him drink. I have a clue. I can see the forest for the trees. All around me, people are making silk purses out of sow's ears, getting blood from turnips, building Rome in a day. There's a business like show business. There's something new under the sun. Some days misery no longer loves company. It puts itself out of its. There's rest for the weary. There's turning back. There are guarantees. I can be serious. I can mean that. You can quite put your finger on it. Some days I know I am long for this world. I can go home again. And when I go, I can take it with me. Blessings, a poem by Ronald Wallace from Long for This World, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.